From Spark and Anvil and Debate Forge, this is Wei, in Chapter 1 of the Debate Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. At the edge of the Debate Forge courtyard, a lemur tween named Wei sat with two folded notes in front of him and did not pick either one up. Both notes said the same thing, that eating warm honey cakes before a test made you smarter. A crowd of younger students had gathered, and most of them were already nodding, because it was a lovely idea, and they liked honey cakes. "Read them out," someone begged, "then we'll know." "We'll know something," Wei said, and touched the little balance scale pendant at his throat. It was a chunky brass thing, two tiny dishes on a beam, and it swayed when he moved. Note 1. He unfolded it. "This comes from the bakery. Signed by the baker." A few students giggled. Note 2. He unfolded the second. "This comes from three teachers who tried it with a whole class. Some students ate the honey cakes. Some didn't. Nobody knew which was which. And then they checked the test scores." He set the baker's note on one dish of the pendant. It barely dipped. He set the teacher's note on the other. The beam tipped over, slow and certain, until the teacher's dish rested low. "Same claim," Wei said quietly. "Two very different lates." He looked up at the crowd. "I'm not telling you honey cakes are useless. I'm telling you who's asking you to believe it. And that changes how far the scale should tip." A younger student frowned. "But the baker might still be right." "He might," Wei agreed. "That's exactly why we weigh instead of just believing. Believing is easy. Weighing is the honest thing."
Wei learned to weigh in the trader village long before he could name it. His family kept the big wooden scales at the market, the ones lemurs used to trade bright berries for shiny pebbles. And once, when he was small, a fast-talking trader convinced him a single dull stone was worth a whole basket of berries. "Rarest stone in the valley," the trader had said, warm and certain. Wei had wanted so badly for it to be true that he'd handed over the basket before checking anything. The stone was just a stone. He'd carried it home with his ears flat and a hot, sick feeling in his stomach. The feeling of having wanted something to be true so much that he forgot to look. His grandfather, Old Man Balance, hadn't scolded him. He just set the dull stone on one dish of the market scale and a single berry on the other. The berry side sank. The stone was lighter than one berry. "It's not that you're foolish," his grandfather said. "It's that he sounded sure, and sounding sure feels like proof. But feelings aren't the scale." He tapped the beam. "A scale tells the truth only when you check it first. Same with a story. Ask who's telling it, and why, and how they know. Then let it tip you." Wei never forgot the hot stomach feeling. But now, when he felt it, he knew what it meant. Slow down. Wei before you trade.
He walked to Debate Forge when he was 12, because a place that argued all day ought to care about which stories were worth trusting. Redder, the mentor, met him at the gate and asked one question. "How do you decide what to believe?" Wei didn't answer with a speech. He took two pebbles from his pouch. "This one," he said, setting it on the pendant. "Someone told me, just told me." The dish barely moved. "This one, three people saw, checked, and agreed on." He added the second pebble. The beam tipped hard. "They're the same size," Redder said, testing him. "Same size, different weight," Wei said. "A story is only as heavy as how it was found out. Who said it? Why? How they know? What they left out?" His pendant settled. "I don't throw stories away. I just weigh them." Redder looked at the tipped scale for a long moment. "You belong here," he said.
One afternoon, a student came into Wei's workshop, clutching a scroll, bouncing with excitement. "I found the perfect fact for my speech," she said.
A blog says pumpkins grow twice as fast if you sing to them. I'm going to say it proves singing works. Wei smiled and held up a second scroll. Read me this one too. She read it. Slower. It was from a group of growers who'd raised 1,000 pumpkins, some sung to, some not, and carefully checked which grew faster. Now, Wei said, put the blog on this dish. She did. He nodded at the grower scroll. Put that one here. The beam swung down toward the growers, hard. Her shoulders dropped. So mine's worthless? No, Wei said gently. It's a story. It's just a light one. The blog was one gardener singing to 3 pumpkins. The growers checked 1,000 and let others check their work. When 2 stories disagree, the scale doesn't lie. It leans toward the one that was tested harder. He tapped the grower scroll. And even this one has a limit. They only grew pumpkins in warm weather. So we say the evidence suggests, not this proves. The careful words aren't weakness, they're honesty. She looked at her bright, exciting blog. Do I have to throw it out? Keep it, Wei said. Just weigh it right. Say it suggests something worth testing. That's braver than pretending it proves anything, and nobody can knock it over.
Later, when the workshop was quiet, the student came back with a smaller question. How do you not feel bad, she said, when your favorite story turns out to be a light one? Wei thought about the dull stone and the basket of berries and the hot stomach feeling of wanting something too much to check. You do feel it, he said. There's this drop in your stomach when the scale tips away from the thing you hoped was true. I still get it. He touched the pendant, and it swayed and went still. But it fades faster than being fooled does. When I weigh first, I don't have to carry that sick, tricked feeling home later. The little sting of checking is smaller than the big sting of being wrong. She nodded slowly, and Wei watched something loosen in her shoulders, the same something that had loosened in his own years ago in front of a wooden market scale. He didn't say the rest out loud, but he felt it, warm and steady as the beam finding its level. The honest ache of asking one more question is always lighter than the shame of never asking at all.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Wei. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.